This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Akyak is the latest YK Delta village to go into lockdown because of COVID-19. Now the tribal council president there, Mike Williams Sr., says the entire region should go into lockdown as well.
Not do a lockdown for several communities at a time, but the whole region.
Williams said that even the few remaining villages that don't have documented cases of COVID-19 can't be certain that their community is virus-free.
They haven't done whole village testing, and there are cases in most of the villages now.
Previously, Akyak had ignored the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation's recommendation to lock down the community. That was before three individuals in the village tested positive this week. Williams, who is also president of the Nunavut, Alaska Provisional Government, which aims to unite all the tribes in the YK Delta, said the whole region should be taking actions against the pandemic together, not separately.
It would be wise to have everybody in unison to make that sacrifice throughout the whole region. And that way, this COVID-19 will begin to be taken care of.
Williams said three individuals in Akyak tested positive for the virus this week. He said YKHC will be sending a team to conduct community-wide testing on Friday. He doesn't know whether the cases are travel-related or transmitted through community spread. Next, in Bethel City Council. On Tuesday night, the Bethel City Council welcomed a new member, while also expressing frustration at the number of vacancies that remain for some of the city's most important positions. Conrad C.J. McCormick will join the City Council for a one-year term. He's filling the position left by former Councilmember C.C. Franco. McCormick says he is in favor of the sugary beverage tax, is supportive of the Council's past actions on the COVID-19 pandemic, and emphasizes his youth as a unique perspective he brings to governing the city. Much of the remaining conversation during the Council meeting centered around a chronic problem in Bethel, finding and retaining employees. Some Council members were concerned, others impatient about the city's search for a fire chief, a finance director, and an assistant finance director, positions that have been open for months. Acting City Manager Pete Williams said the city currently has three candidates for the finance director position, which has been open since May. But he said it may not be a good time to bring in someone new, since the city is already behind on its audit.
My fear is that if we bring somebody in right at this moment, like tomorrow, it would be really hard to bring them up to speed.
He advocated for continuing to use an outsourced accounting firm until January. That firm is costing the city around $50,000 per month. Vice Mayor Haley Hansen disagreed. She said the mess in the finance department won't get cleaned up until the city brings in strong leadership, and that should happen as soon as possible.
I feel like every time it gets asked what the status of this finance director, assistant finance director, there's some other reason we can't seem to hire someone. So I'm just really frustrated by this, and I don't know how much longer this saga can continue.
The problems in the finance department may have led to a missed grant opportunity. The U.S. Department of Justice made a grant to the city to hire a school resource officer, basically a police officer stationed at the Bethel schools. But Williams said the grant manager was so busy helping the finance department that he missed the deadline to accept the grant. He said the city is checking to see if it can still get the grant, even though it missed a deadline. Then there's a fire chief position that has been open since July. Williams said he's waiting for the right candidate.
We've hired just to hire sometimes to fill a position, and it hasn't worked out for the best.
And then there's a police department. While Bethel PD recently hired a new lieutenant, there are still six open positions. Before the coronavirus pandemic, the police department was nearly fully staffed. Council members asked Williams if he knew why officers were quitting. He said that because most employees don't participate in exit interviews, he didn't know. Aside from staffing issues, Williams updated council members on the city's COVID-19 measures. Williams said the city had successfully convinced a number of restaurants in Bethel to close indoor dining during the two-week period when the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation advised the city to hunker down. He said the businesses are being compensated with CARES Act funds and that they would reopen indoor dining next week. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim. Continuing in Bethel municipal news. The city of Bethel is suing a subsidiary of Bethel Native Corporation, Bethel Services Incorporated, for what it claims was defective construction of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Fitness Center. the city contracted Bethel Services to construct the center for an amount that exceeded $20 million. That work was finished and the facility opened in 2014. The city's lawsuit claims that in the time since, Bethel experienced unusually mild winters, until last year, when the city says it experienced a more typical Bethel winter, featuring high winds and regular sub-zero temperatures. And the facility experienced what the city's lawsuit calls a, quote, catastrophic failure, and the facility was forced to close for 10 days when the pipes for the swimming pool froze. The city claims the building's malfunction was caused by insufficient insulation, a leaky and rusty roof, and piping that was exposed to the cold such that it froze and burst. While the two-year warranty period for the building had passed, the city says a contract still requires Bethel Services to remedy or compensate the city for the cost of damages caused by its allegedly defective work. The city has another company fixing the fitness center and is seeking between $300,000 and $500,000 from Bethel Services to pay for it. Bethel Services has filed a response in court which denies the city's allegations. The pretrial scheduling conference is scheduled for November 30th. And finally, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced 29 new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday, with another hospitalization in Bethel. There are 249 active cases in the region. YKHC has announced 1,249 cases, 15 hospitalizations, and 5 deaths since March. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips and news at kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.